Holy Ghost, feel awesome. Exalt us on my message this morning will be on overcoming the cycle of failure. Overcoming the cycle of failure. What is the cycle of failure? The cycle of failure talks about when somebody is involved in repeated failure. The cycle of failure happens when somebody fails again and again and again. I'm not talking about failing once in a while. I'm talking about a situation whereby failure has sort of become a way of life. The cycle of failure is when failure occurs again and again and again. You can see the recurring decimal of failure. You can see the pattern of failure in your life. It could be in any area of life, spiritually, emotionally, physically, career-wise. The story we read this morning is the story of a man who had failed at least 38 times. This man had been attempting to get healed. The pool of Bethsaida. Bethsaida means house of mercy. So it's a place where they were supposed to find mercy, find help, and find grace. He was not the only one there. There were several thousands of people there. The Bible says a multitude of important folk. People were sick. People were lame. People with all kinds of sickness and ailments. Everybody came there waiting for the moving of the waters. And the interesting thing was that it was only one person that could be healed per time. So this man had been trying his luck for 38 years. Amen. 38 times of failure, 38 times of frustration, 38 times of discouragement. But you know, you still have to praise the man. The man still showed up. Amen, somebody. If it were some people, they would have given up. It were some people, they would have rolled over and just accepted that as their fate. I want to say this to you this morning. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance of failure that you find yourself, if you look at your life, and it seems that failure has become like a recurring decimal, failure is like a pattern. When you look at your life, you can see like a pattern of failure. It could be in a particular area of life. I want you to know that there is hope. It is possible for you to overcome the cycle of failure. It is possible for you to, it's possible rather, for God to help you to reverse that order. And in case you are here this morning, I want you to know that there is still hope. Somebody say there is still hope. Listen to me and listen well. I believe that God's word will locate you this morning and God will give you a change of story in Jesus' name. The Bible says when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. I want you to know without any ounce of doubt, the same God of Jabez, the same God of Jacob, the same God of Anna, the same God of blind Bartimaeus is alive. These are cases of people who had their cycle of failure reversed. If God could do it for them, yours will not be an exception in Jesus' name. This man's life took on a new turn when he met Jesus. This man's life became a success story in that neighborhood. Because I tell you, and God is my witness here this morning, his encounter with Jesus helped him to reverse the course of failure. The cycle of failure, the bondage of failure was reversed. And Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I can assure you that wherever you may be, in whatever condition of life, it will locate you in Jesus' name. Tap your neighbor and say, you will overcome every cycle of failure. Tell him, I say, God will give you victory over every pattern, over every form of repeated failure. You will overcome. Can I have an amen to that effect? And now, for the purpose of making it very simple, what is failure? Failure is the opposite of success. What is failure? Failure is someone's inability to succeed. Someone's inability to make it. Like we say, failure simply means a lack of progress in your walk. And I want you to know this morning, whatever area you may be experiencing a cycle of failure. It could be in your marital walk. It could be in your spiritual life. It could be in your business. It could be your body, your health. You are challenged in a particular area. What used to be a burden in the name of Jesus will become a strong point in your life in Jesus' name. God said this to me this morning while I was coming, and I want to declare it emphatically here this morning. If there's any area of your life where you are falling, you will begin to stand in Jesus' name. If there are places in your life whereby you have suffered defeat upon defeat, you are soon going to begin to reign and rule in that area in Jesus' name. This man suffered defeat upon defeat, disappointment upon disappointment for 38 years. Listen, it's not easy to live with an ailment, to live with an infirmity, to live with a disease condition for that long. There's no mention of this man's name. That's to tell you that because of failure and failure and failure, failure almost surnamed him, gave him a new name. Listen to me, if you're here this morning, if people have been identifying you by your issue, by your struggles, by your pain, God will give you a new name. I said, God will give you a new name. Today is going to mark a new beginning in your experience, in your walk, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tap your name and say, Jesus of Nazareth will reverse for you every cycle of failure. Say better amen. Listen, he's still the same. He never changed, and yours will not be an exception in Jesus' name. So if we're going to overcome the cycle of failure, if God is going to help us to reverse the cycle of failure, which way are we to go? How do we go about it? I'm going to take you to a narrative this morning from the story of this man in John 5. how God helped him to defeat, to overcome what used to overcome him. Amen? And listen, you can become that area of your life where it seems that you are most challenged can become a stronghold. It will become a strong point. It will become a place of victory for you in Jesus' name. So how can we overcome the cycle of failure? How did God help this man to reverse the cycle of failure? The first thing I noticed from this passage of the Bible that helped this man to reverse the cycle of failure is the need for us to recognize when our moment comes. This man almost missed his moment. I pray for you this morning that you don't miss your